This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And on our second hour this week, comedian John Biner will be here. He's 84 years old, and he's still out. He's a funny guy. And he has a new book called 5 Minutes, Mr. Biner. And that's, of course, about his great career as a comedian and impressionist. Then next on the show will be Dirk Blocker, the son of the great Dan Blocker, who's a actor in his own right. Now he's penned a children's book that you'll want to hear about. Jordan Hembro will be here. There's a new series on the History Channel. Love that channel. The Toys That Built America. Fascinating documentary. He'll be chatting about that. And then we have TV host and tech expert Jessica Naziri, who's going to explain to us how to really get our act together when it comes to Christmas buying and the technology that's involved with this year's Christmas. And that's all coming up this hour.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John Jubilee with Energize Health, and have we got to be thankful today. Wayne Allen Root listeners get 40% off of our Energize Health protocol that reverses illnesses and disease that causes unbelievable fat loss, muscle gain, intercellular hydration. And if you've been waiting, you've been procrastinating, we're going to make it pay for you, because Black Friday only, one day only, you get an extra 50% off. That's right. So you need to reach out to us today. Call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Or log on to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com. This is going to be your greatest year ever. Don't wait for a resolution. Have a revolution.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today. Our next guest joined us for his first time on our show last fall, and we had such a great time, we have invited him back. And as you all know, my favorite guests to interview are comedians. You know, being a singer myself and an actor, they don't get nothing else, unless it's on the printed page. But our next guest is one good comedian. A lifetime of laughter, 5 minutes, Mr. Biner, joining us right now, is a real legend in the comedy business, John Biner. Hi, John. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Ron, I'm fine, and you have a terrific speaking voice. Forget about the singing.
Well, boy, coming from a person who does impressions...
Well, you have one of those real good radio voices.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. That's very nice.
You rarely hear that these days. You know, it's nice.
Well, I'm glad you said that. You know, it's funny. When I was told about the book and the book's title from Charlie Barrett, our mutual friend, I thought to myself, you know, 5 minutes, Mr. Biner, means a lot of things. To people in the business like you, it means, you know, knock on the door, 5 minutes,
yes,
Mr. Biner.
That's how much time you got till the curtain opens.
That's exactly right. To a layman, it means maybe how long you boil an egg. But
well, let's not get any deeper.
Yeah, I know that. I was going to go in that corner, but I figured I better not. And then the other 5 minutes was, they said to me, he says, can you do 5 minutes with Mr. Biner? And I said, he's only going to give me 5 minutes? I need more than 5 minutes. So it has different things with different people. John, you start off the story by telling how you got into this whole thing. It's a great story about how your mom took you to see Bing Crosby. Give us a little insight into that first opening of the door for you and your mind as being a comedian.
Well, Well, okay. As you're a kid, you're a kid. You know, you go to a movie and you go sit there, and nothing, really appeals to you except maybe a song or something like that. But this is the case with, I went to see a movie that someone looked up years later because I was telling him about it. Here Come the Waves, Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters and things like that were in it. And he was singing Accentuate the Positive in the movie. And, I just realized, I didn't realize it, but I was soaking it up, you know. And when we got home, Dad came back from work and he's sitting at the table waiting for dinner. He was there late. And Mom is serving the dinner, and he says, "What did you see at the movie today, Christina?" And she said, "Let Johnny tell you." And I started singing like Bing Crosby as best I could at 6 years old, and doing Accentuate the Positive.
Oh.
And he kind of, holy cow, they zeroed in on me, and I became the big head of the family.
Yeah, your mom used to wake you up 2, 3 o'clock in the morning
and
come downstairs.
Yeah, go down there. If Aunt Annie and Uncle Joe or somebody like that stayed longer and had a little cup of coffee, you know, after the party kind of thing, she'd come up and say, hey, Johnny, just take a few minutes, come down. Aunt Annie wants to hear that thing that you had.
Typical stage mother. You know, you
yeah.
mentioned in the introduction of the book that you didn't want to go into bad memories. You wanted to just have good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what the heck? The hell for?
I got to tell you something. That was refreshing to read because, you know what? You got your problems. I got my problems. The guy
doesn't. Yeah, you don't have to sit there and just match your problems.
Right. That's exactly right. But and I just love the way you approach the whole thing. Your first national exposure was on The Sullivan Show? That was the first time you were on national TV?
I believe it was the Gary Griffin talent sketch.
Oh, that's right.
I think that did go coast to coast. I'm not sure. But I did that one first.
How intimidating was it to do Ed Sullivan in front of Ed Sullivan?
Well, I tell you, when I did it in front of him, he just loved it. So it wasn't hard at all. He just loved it. His face lit up, and he was, a couple of times I did things where he couldn't stop laughing. He bent over holding his knees.
Wow. You talk about the audition that you did with The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
And this one, he was still up in New York. And I have often been told stories from comedians that had to audition to Ed Sullivan in his office in front of a desk, which is, you didn't have to
do that. Oh, yeah, I never had to do that.
Yeah.
But I remember George Carlin telling me
yes.
about that. He had to go over to the hotel.
Right.
And do his thing right in front of Ed Sullivan. I guess he must have said a few things about getting high or this, that, and the other thing that he wanted to make sure he wasn't going to say again.
Yeah.
So he listened to it and he made sure that it wasn't going to be anything off color.
However, when it came to auditioning for The Tonight Show up in New York, you did have to walk into a room with three guys.
Yes, early on in my career.
Yeah,
and,
with that
my friend John Carsey was a writer on the show, but he wasn't the head writer. And And he met me at the improv, and we hung out together, and he said, "Hey, you ought to come up. I'll set up an interview with you." And I went up in the elevator. The secretary showed me to the room. I went in. There were three guys in it, one behind a desk, two on either side in chairs. And they say, the guy behind the desk says, "Go ahead." And I started my act, and I got about two or three sentences in, and he said, "Who wants coffee? You want coffee?" Yeah, and I stopped, and he said, "No, don't stop. Keep on going." So I started again, or I picked up from where I was, whatever it was, and another minute or so, he says, "Who wants coffee? Did you say you wanted coffee?" So I said, "The hell with this." I turned around and walked out.
Now, do you think, after I read that, I couldn't help but thinking, that he was just trying to see how you would handle a heckler or a situation?
No, not in a theater like that. Nobody
yeah.
heckles in Johnny Carson show. It's rare. It's
yeah.
rare when somebody heckles in one.
You talk about all the people that you work with, and it's really staggering. You talk about my late friend Steve Allen, who was a terrific audience.
Oh, my hero, and
yeah.
he was like, oh, he was great. He's like a big brother to me.
Steve had the ability to be not only a good, whatever the millions of things that he did, but he was also
yeah.
a good audience. He enjoyed somebody else. He gave another person the ability to express themselves and enjoyed it. I'd love that about Steve.
He had a genuine cackle laugh he couldn't control, and he really, really loved it. When he laughed, he had a great time.
Yeah. I see that you recorded the audiobook at another friend of mine, Jim Stafford's Theater. Did you do that in Branson?
No, up here in St. Augustine.
Oh, St. Augustine. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that's great.
Now, no, Jim Stafford, the singer, and Jim Stafford, the owner of the studio, are two different people.
Oh, two different people.
One has one F and the other has two F's.
I see. Well, you don't want to get your F screwed up, because if you do that, then you'll have a terrible weekend. We could do this for hours, you know that.
I think so.
Now, the story of meeting Elvis. This, of course, in every book, there's always a point, and everyone's going to know what Elvis was like. But what broke me up about this is your daughter, 11 years old, she met him before you met him.
She's actually 10 on her birthday.
Yeah, tell us that story. That's hilarious.
I was working with Glenn Campbell, and I did my thing, and it was, as I said, Sandra's birthday, and we went up to the balcony with little kids and with me, my kids, And Elvis was announced. He was in the audience, and the next thing I know, her seat is empty, and I look down, and she's standing there talking to him, and then she's in his lap. She's talking, and his guys are in the rest of the semicircle there, you know, in the booth, and then after the show, I took the other kids, that were my younger kids, with me up to the suite to get ready for bed, and I went back down to get Sandra, because she had walked off with Elvis at his entourage, and as I went down there to find out that she had already gone. But before that, it was the thing where I had met him for the first time, and when I was coming back to meet Sandra, I went to my dressing room and she wasn't there. And so I went back up and going through the kitchen the way, you know, acts do in those big hotels. And I start to reach for this door at the end of the kitchen. And
you say, there's Elvis and his entourage with your 10-year-old daughter. Unbelievable. John, it's a great book. I really mean it.
Well, I'm glad. Glad you enjoyed it. And we, as you said, we could go on like this for hours.
One of these days we need to get together and break bread.
Oh, that'd be fun. What kind of tunes do you do?
Well, I do a tribute, actually, to Dick Clark's American Bandstand.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
So you sing rock songs, rock and roll?
I sing some rock and roll, some ballads, the whole gamut.
Nice. Yeah. Right after speaking to you, I'm going to call my friend Peter Marshall, who was, you know, Peter Marshall. And he's a wonderful baritone. And every time I'd hear him sing, it would always be, he'd always open with this song, "The More I See You."
He and I did a show together, he'll never remember this, back in 1969, and it was me, him, Bob Hope,
oh my God,
some rock and roll group. It was a charity for some organization. I appreciate we doing this.
All right, Ron, you just let, you know, when you need somebody to fill a few minutes, give me a call. That's what I used to do on the Carson Show and the Steve Allen Show, the talk show.
We modeled the show after the Carson Show because Ed McMahon and I were partners for many years.
Is that right?
Yeah,
wow, God, you don't sound like you go back that far.
No, well, the x-rays aren't worth a damn. Up the tour of the country with a show called The Tonight Show Memories, and people say, well, what did you do, Ron? And I said, I was Ed's Ed.
He was the host of the show, and you were his Ed. Now the late night things, they use the band leader. The drummer knows where the rib shots go.
Yeah, right. Well, John, we got to get together.
Okay, yeah. You know, you sound like a good guy, and keep on doing what you're doing, because we need guys like you.
Comedian John Biner has been our guest.
Thank you kindly.
He has a brand new book out right now called 5 Minutes, Mr. Biner. And if you get a chance, check out some of his YouTube videos that he did from the great shows like The Sullivan Show. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. Our next guest with us, not only a great actor, but he's making his literary debut with a new book out right now called Master and the Little Monk. Joining us right now is Dirk Blocker. Hi, Dirk. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate you. I'm glad to be here.
I saw this book, and I was blown away. I did not realize that you had such a strong passion for youngsters, and you went back to school after so much success in the entertainment business so that you could teach elementary through high school between acting projects. That's great. Tell us about what made you do that, Dirk, before we talk about the book.
Well, you know, there was something that I think had kind of been missing, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but my wife was able to. She said, for years I've heard you say that if you had one regret was that you started working right out of high school, and you never had the college experience. And then I kind of realized, well, that was because that's something my dad emphasized so strongly in my life. So things weren't just flying off. The phone wasn't just ringing off the hook. I was getting a job occasionally here and there, and I wasn't pursuing it as strongly as I had when I was younger. And so I said, well, if I were younger, and she said, well, you're going to be 50 years old with a degree or without a degree. It's up to you. So she's always right. So I listened to her, went back to school, and struggled through math and some of the science work, but really enjoyed the experience a lot. And then afterwards got my teaching credential and started teaching school. Loved it. Enjoyed the experience very much.
What happens on a student's face when they walk in the classroom and they see Dirk Blocker as their teacher? I mean, it's got to be a little bit of a shocker at first, don't you think?
Well, tell you the truth, outside of the theater arts departments or the film and television department, some of those people knew who I was, but, you know, largely, to tell you the truth, a lot of the young people were, they just knew I was Mr. B or Mr. Blocker. They didn't put two and two together quite often. So that, and actually, I kind of preferred that, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, sure.
It meant I didn't have that to deal with. I could just be who I am,
right,
and present myself as a teacher.
Well, let's talk about this book. Okay, first of all, who did the drawings in it? Because they're really very well done.
I am so thrilled. Eric Scottness is the young man's name. He was an artist who worked on the show, on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the show I'm here in.
Sure.
And we became kind of friends over time. And so when I set out to do this, I thought, I need an illustrator. I think this book really could use some illustrations. I mentioned that to him, thinking he might recommend someone. And he said, well, do you mind if I read the story? And I said, no, here, read it. He came back and said, I would love to do this.
Really?
Oh, well, great. He said, but I've never done it before. And I said, well, I've never published a book before, so we're both in this together. Let's do it.
Well, the point I like about the story is it applies so much to youngsters who have problem not being in the in crowd. A lonely young boy who is befriended by a unique mentor, if you will. I don't want to give any of the stuff away because it ruins the whole idea. Maybe you can describe it better without tipping the scale as to what happens.
You're doing a great job, Ron. I appreciate it. And that's exactly right. Life has dealt this young man some challenges that are a little more significant probably than most of us experience. And that leads to loneliness. He is an outcast where he lives. But his joy for life and his loving nature really inspires this other character who witnesses his comings and goings, inspires him to kind of take him under his wing, so to speak. So I'll just see if I can help you a little bit without telling the young man he's helping him. And they go on a journey together, basically. And through it, the young man learns a lot about his life and about who he is and also about where maybe the purpose he has on this earth.
I think that's probably a message that is very good for the youth today. It probably has been very good for the youth for 1,000 years. We just don't recognize it as much as we do today when we hear in the news about children who seem to be, like, not in with the in crowd. And the peer pressure at a young age is brutal, is it not?
It's incredible. As a teacher, I saw a lot of that. And in fact, one of the things I would try to influence my students to consider is that you don't have to decide right today, what is it? What am I going to do with my life? Who am I going to be? I know you're getting a lot of pressure from your parents and from people to make a decision about what college you're going to and this and the other. And I said, that's understandable. And you do have to consider the realities of the earth. But I said, but most of us spend our entire lives trying to figure out what is our purpose here.
Mm-hmm.
What are we here? Because every one of us has a unique quality that lends itself to our fellow human beings. And, you know, sometimes it takes a long, long time. Sometimes we're in our elderly age before we actually find it.
Right.
That search, that journey is really what life is all about. That's really more important than success. I've known a lot of terribly successful people who weren't very happy because they hadn't really discovered, what do I have to offer that's really unique and important to humanity.
Yeah, you know, and unfortunately when you're going through that climb to whether it's the top, the middle, where you ever end up, is that you don't know what it's going to happen, and you always think that, boy, you know, I'm never going to make it or, you know, be financially successful or anything. You know, I want to talk about your remarkable career. You started as a contract player at Universal while still in high school. You mentioned the fact that your Brooklyn Nine-Nine series, Detective Hitchcock on Fox, is a critically acclaimed comedy series, but I go down everything that you have done. It's really amazing. Little House on the Prairie, also MASH, Newhart, Criminal Minds, ER, Matlock, there's Johnny. List goes on and on, including Baba Black Sheep. Did you play on that when Red West was in that series?
I did. I was on that show from the pilot to the last episode. It was a great experience, and yes, Red West joined us, I think, in the second season, as I recall. Mm-hmm. I think that's when he joined the show. So I got to know Red. What a terrific guy.
Yeah.
And he brought incredible stories with him, and his work was just terrific. He really, he enhanced the show quite a bit.
Yeah, he had some great stories, and of course, we lost him last year. You know, Derek, I'm going to say something here, and I say this complimentary, okay, so please accept it as that. A lot of times we remember where we were when major things happened, when Kennedy was assassinated, 9/11, Elvis died. I can still remember, as it was yesterday, where I was and what I was doing when I learned of the death of your father.
Well, that's an incredible compliment, I suspect.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
I certainly do. Of course,
sure.
Naturally, I'll never forget.
Sure.
But I have people say things like that to me, and it's never a burden for me to hear that. It's always it's uplifting because it's great to know that my dad touched as many people as he did.
Oh, I think more than a lot of people imagine, probably more than he imagined, too, I would assume. Well, Dirk, you are a great guest. You really are, and I wish you much luck with this, Master and the Little Monk. Will there be other literary items that will be coming out under your heading?
Well, I love to write, and
good.
So we'll just see. You know, I it's a very therapeutic endeavor for me, and I enjoy the process. So if I'm moved to do to put something else out there. If I feel like something out there is worth sharing, I will.
Well, Dirk, I hope that you get moved, because I tell you, this is a nice piece of work. I'm actually going to get two copies, one for my granddaughter and one for my grandson. I really think I really mean that.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. I really, really appreciate it.
You're a great guest. Would you please come back and join us again, Dirk?
I would love to.
Okay, let's make a date of it. And congratulations on Master and the Little Monk, the latest book by our guest, Dirk Blocker. A star in his own right, and, of course, the son of the great Dan Blocker. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The world and the United States coming to grips with word that there is a new and quickly spreading COVID-19 variant that's potentially more contagious and less responsive to vaccines. Many Republicans in particular, like Pennsylvania Representative Lloyd Smucker, are concerned that it's going to lead the federal government to try to step up the idea of mandating things like vaccinations.
I do encourage everyone to get vaccinated, but I also think that is a decision that every individual should make, a decision that should not be mandated by the government.
The CDC says no cases of the new variant have yet been identified in the U.S., though Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's likely already here. The Supreme Court will be hearing arguments Monday challenging the state of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Well, I love the History Channel. I think it's a fantastic channel on cable, and they have a series of things that built America. And coming up on the 28th at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central Time on the History Channel, it's going to be premiering The Toys That Built America, a four-part docuseries that really chronicles the toy titans and the people that made toys so, so famous and well-loved around the world. Joining us right now is Jordan Hembroe, who, of course, hosted the hit series Toy Hunter, in which he traveled around the world. He's a prestigious member of the Hall of Fame for toys, and he's got some great stories to tell. Jordan, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
I meant what I said. I love this series, and I can't wait to watch this, The Toys That Built America. Tell us about this. I mean, we're talking about billion-dollar companies like Milton Bradley, the Parker Brothers, and stories like How the Frisbee, and my favorite toy in the world, the Slinky, was stumbled upon by accident.
Slinky. Yeah. It is a wonderful toy. You know, Ron, we're going to actually be taking viewers into an incredible history throughout this four-part documentary series. It is the history of American toys, and these are toys that have entered the lexicon, you know, of these are toys like Monopoly, Clue, Slinky, Silly Putty, and, you know, the back history of incredible companies, everyone from Milton Bradley and Parker Brothers to Mattel, and even Wham-O, the novelty toy company Wham-O that everyone grew up with. We're going to take people inside the history of these companies, tell you how a lot of these toys were invented, and actually people won't even realize is the rivalries that might have taken place behind the scenes between competing companies as they race to market with their latest invention.
Now, you talk about how this had a backdrop of the Civil War, the Great Depression, World War II. You mean some of these toys go back to the Civil War?
They do. They go back in hundreds of years. And, you know, we're not only going to talk to you about Monopoly, we're going to talk to you about the game that came before Monopoly that actually influenced Monopoly. So a lot of these things go back, you know, to the history of the Civil War and all those times. Everything happening in America during that time influenced the inventors, and it influenced their way of thinking and why they created some of these board games.
Okay, so give an example, like Monopoly, for example. Now, you know, that is a game that has lived forever, as far as I'm concerned, and we would have massive Monopoly games where we would go for days. We'd loan other people money so that we could keep them perpetuating in the game. Let's say, go back, how far is Monopoly? How old is it?
Monopoly goes back to the 1800s.
Really? You say these go back to the 1800s, so these have persevered over a lot of backdrops as far as what we've gone through in America, and it actually, it's worldwide. I mean, it's amazing that how these games are so accepted in countries that, you know, you wouldn't think would be.
Yeah, they actually are, and it does go back. It goes back worldwide. It goes back hundreds of years, and here's the reason why, is we all, you know, as a species, we have this need to play. We want to relax. We want to have this creativity, this play time, and these toys are so universal. They just basically touched on something universally throughout the decade. We've always had, you know, time with the family, whether it be in the 1800s or in the 1950s. We had, you know, time to play these games, whether they be Monopoly or the game of life or Clue. And when you talk about worldwide and how they've become popular worldwide, it's because a lot of these people had relatives that came over from other countries outside of America, and they would come and visit them, and they showed them these games. They'd actually bring them back with them to their country, and they'd be popular back then. So they started out as this sort of like grassroots campaign very early on as well.
Let's take a toy like the Slinky that we were talking about, or Silly Putty. Those were actually invented by accident.
Everyone knows the Slinky. Everyone knows the theme song of Slinky. And we all know that it can walk alone or it can walk in pairs, and it makes that slinky sound. Slinky was actually invented by a guy named Richard James, and he was hired by the U.S. Navy to invent an instrument to stabilize sensitive equipment on these ships during the rough seas during World War II. So while that invention might not have exactly worked for the Navy, Richard James says, you know what? There's a great toy here. There's something here. That's really what this series celebrates. It celebrates these people that actually took something a step further. They went beyond what it was initially intended for. Like the Frisbee. Frisbees were out as a pie plate that was being, you know, tossed around by people for pies. And these inventors said, you know what? There's something here. Maybe this can be something else. And that's what I love about the toys that built America.
What about a hula hoop? Do you address that?
We go into hula hoop as well. We talk about hula hoop. We talk about all those great toys from Wham-O, and we talk about how the company Wham-O was formed, and Richard Nair and Spud Mellon were these two guys just hanging out on a beach one time thinking of, you know, the next great toy, and everyone has this aha moment, and we go into all of these great toys that we grew up with.
You know, the best thing about games like Monopoly and G.I. Joe and Silly Putty and the Matchbox cars, okay, and the Slinky, it doesn't need batteries.
No, it was definitely a simpler time back then. I miss it. I mean, I was a child of the 70s. I grew up in the 70s and 80s. Toys were, they were better back then. They were better in the 1950s, and I think they really sparked creativity. They sparked that sort of special creativity, ingenuity into kids, where they would all gather around in a social circle and they would all bring their Slinky, or they'd all bring their Super Bounce balls, or a bunch of girls would hang out at a party and all bring their hula hoops. Now it's all online and digital, and I think kids these days are actually losing a little something when it comes to interaction.
Well, you know, I really remember the hula hoop craze like it was yesterday, and they used to have contests. I mean, radio stations would sponsor them, or some corner store would sponsor them, and you'd have like 100 kids there at the hula hoop, and you know, it was such a simple thing. Now it just seems so complicated, the whole deal. And I don't want to sound like my parents and grandparents saying these kids today don't know what they're missing, but they don't.
No, they don't. I mean, I've got two kids in college, and we were talking about the hula hoop at home when I was doing the series, and you know, I would tell them, you know, there was a guy on the TV called Ed Sullivan. These people on doing hula hoops, and then they'd like be spinning kicks and everything, and that was entertainment.
Yeah.
And my kids looked at me like I had three heads. That was, you know, it's good fashioned fun entertainment. And, you know, I'd like to bring back a hula hoop under every Christmas tree. I think kids, they lose it. They lose that sense of innocence. They lose being a child.
You know, I do a concert series with a 15-piece orchestra, and I do a tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand. I'm a singer. And in
Love
the
it.
Show, I do a segment where I bring three or four people up on stage, and I have them do the hula hoop. And you cannot imagine how people of, you know, my generation and your generation look at this thing and they know exactly what it is, but they can't do it. And the youngsters who go up there know exactly what to do. One girl I brought up last week, she was only like 15 years old and she was good at it. So I think that's great to know.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic to know. Now, the show is premiering Sunday.
Yeah, that's good.
Sunday, November 28th at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central on the History Channel. And it's called The Toys That Built America. By the way, I want to congratulate you because you are in the Toy Hall of Fame, then, you know, you've got people that next to you like Stan Lee, Hulk Hogan, the Lego Company, Hasbro Toys. You're in good company there, Jordan. And it's a great presentation. You're going to love it. You know, the one thing about it is it appeals to all ages. People are going to see toys that they're playing with today, not realize where they came from, and vice versa. It's just going to be a great show, and I can't wait to see it, Jordan. I congratulate you on it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, good family viewing, good for the whole family to sit and watch with the kids and the grandkids. it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, get your silly putty out and let's rock and roll. Okay. Thanks, Jordan. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Okay. Jordan, thank you for joining us. It's been great. Jordan Hembro has been our guest. And, of course, the show, as we mentioned, is premiering this Sunday, November 28th at 9 Eastern, 8 Central Time on the History Channel, The Toys That Built America. That's pretty cool. You really don't think about where toys came from and how long they have been around. We want to remind everybody to visit our website, which is ronsegi.com, R-O-N-S-E-G-G-I.com. When you get there on the homepage, there are two gold buttons. One says, Listen Live. It's our latest show on demand 24/7. The other one features all of our archive shows, and if you check another website that we have, it is Segi Sings, and that site talks about our concert tour with a 15-piece orchestra. We're going to pause for a second, stick around, because there's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Then it's Ron Segi today, live nationwide and around the world. Well, boy, now that the gift-giving season is here, the confusion begins, at least for me, because there are so many things out there, and you want to get the very best and the latest of everything, and that's why we have invited our next guest to be with us. She is the tech expert and a TV host. She is the founder of TechSesh.com, and she's going to give us some great information on how we start our holiday shopping when it comes to technology. Joining us right now is Jessica Naziri. Hi, Jessica, how are you? And welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. That was a great introduction. I hope I'm always having that whenever I talk to someone.
Well, I got to tell you something. I tell my guests that if they want to hire me to go in like a restaurant when you walk in or, you know, at the local deli or something, I come in, I do that whole shtick for you, then you walk in and the show starts. Hey, I'm so glad you are here because I am one of those guys that are in the world or hurt when it comes to gift giving. And with everything that changes so much in technology, it becomes even a bigger chore. So where do we start?
You're absolutely right. You know, the thing is, when it comes to tech, it's what's on the inside that counts the most, especially as we see improving 5G, improving Wi-Fi speeds, and that's why I opt for Qualcomm-powered products. Their devices become more and more connected and sync together so well. So I have a gift for everybody on your list. All you have to do is just listen and go buy. So let me start off.
Okay.
First things first, with something that I know everyone is using these days, a laptop. And I want to tell you about a new genre of laptop. It's the always connected PC. This is really great because it combines the best features of a smartphone, but it has PC performance as well. And I'm loving the Samsung Galaxy Book 5G. It's powered by Snapdragon 8cx Gen 2. It's a mouthful, but that means amazing performance. And this laptop is thin, it's light, it's fanless, and the great thing is that it features 4G and 5G connectivity, which is a must these days. And something I want to really tell you is connectivity. We're hearing these buzzwords, connectivity. So if you think connectivity, you think strong, reliable Wi-Fi. In our home, we're always streaming multiple devices, and we love the fact that our Wi-Fi is strong. We have the Netgear Orbi Wi-Fi 6E mesh system. Again, a mouthful, but great tech, has a lot to say. It's lightning fast, and it's based on Qualcomm's Networking Pro 1610. And mesh routers are new. It's the best thing that's ever happened to Wi-Fi, as all of us are working from home. The home really needs to be encapsulated and have Wi-Fi coverage everywhere, and this is a seamless network that you have all throughout your home. So I really love this Wi-Fi system.
Okay, now, how do you start? When you walk into a store or you go online, how do you begin what you really are looking for from the standpoint? You say, I need better connectivity in the home. I need, you know, a better smartphone. I need something that is more clear as far as headphones are concerned and stereos. Where do you start? I mean, let's say, for example, I wanted to give you, and let's say I do, a great new connection in your home. What do I say?
Yeah, I think that's a really great question because we have so many people that are, you know, getting inundated with all this tech. And so something that I always say is you want performance. Right now, you need to have 4G and 5G connectivity. These are the top of the line. These are must-haves in all the latest tech that's coming out. And Snapdragon and Qualcomm, they are really doing a great job and putting their best-in-line tech in all these devices. So you ask me, you're looking for, let's say, a router, or let's say you're looking for a phone. I think you really want to look about what is this powered by. And so, you know, speaking of phones, right now there's so many on the market, but something that I love specifically are the new flip phones. You know, the 2000s called and they said, okay, we want our flip phones back. And now the hottest phone is a foldable phone from Samsung. It's the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 3. This is high-end, super fast, great connectivity. It has everything from a personal assistant to elite gaming rig. And so this device that you can fold up that can get so small that you can put in your pocket is just packed with performance. And so really, when you're to answer your question, it's the performance aspect.
Out of curiosity, how do you stay ahead of the changing technology? Because probably the electronics business, more than any, is a business that changes very, very quickly. I mean, in the broadcasting business, you buy a piece of equipment today, and the day after tomorrow, they got a new piece to replace it. How do you stay ahead of the game, Jessica?
I cannot tell you how many products I am testing out on a daily basis. So, truthfully, I'm getting scent products, I'm doing research, I'm going to trade shows. In January, we have the biggest tech show. It's called CES, the Consumer Electronics Shows. I'm, you know, going to meetings, networking events, trying out new things. So really, that's how I do it. And I love my job because I try out the best gadgets, the best tech, and tell you what's worth your money and what's not. So these products are tried and true. And these are gifts that I kind of gave myself. And now I'm gifting, you know, others and telling everyone about as well. And so I want to just tell you about one other product right now that is very similar to the smartphone. It's a smartwatch. So now we have a lot of smartwatches that really have almost the same capabilities as a phone. I'm talking about the Fossil Gen 6 touchscreen smartwatch powered by Qualcomm Snapdragon Wear 4100. This is a really great gift for someone who's really trying to keep tabs on their health, but also appreciates style. It's so chic, and the great thing is that it's touchscreen, but has all the really cool features of a phone. And so those smart features include elite health and wellness capabilities and monitoring. It's waterproof. It looks so nice, and there's so many different colors that you can choose from. So whether you have like a male on your list or a female, there's so many great versatile face colors that you can use, actually.
Jessica, are these items priced right from the standpoint of watching your budget? Things are tight in the economy these days. Can you get into the latest? I realize it's going to cost some dollars, but can you do it in a way that won't break the bank?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's not a secret. Technology is not cheap, but it's an investment. So we're talking about a phone. We're talking about a smartwatch. These are not just regular phones and smartwatches. They do more than just that. They give you information. So when you have information on your fingertips, you know, you're getting more paying for. You're getting information about your health. You're getting, you know, connectivity that can also be a high-end camera. So with these, like, for example, the phone, you don't need to go have a camera anymore. You use the phone's camera because it's just so high-end.
Right.
And when it comes to pricing, I think there are a lot of great deals coming up. So what I think is, you know, you're already doing the first thing. You're getting all the information. You're figuring out, okay, this is what I want for X person. I'm going to go get all those deals. I'm going to make sure that I'm getting the best bang for my buck, and I'm going to get these early, especially as a lot of chips these days, you know, are shorter to come by, and there is a waiting list, so I'd get on it as fast as I can.
Great advice. Where can we go for more information, Jessica?
For more information, you can head to Qualcomm.com.
Qualcomm.com, and let me spell that. It's Qualcomm.com. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us. You've helped me. If you need somebody to act as your announcer when you go into a restaurant, let me know.
I'm going to count you on that. I'm going to call you back after this.
Okay. Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you.
Jessica Nazari has been our guest. She is a tech expert, TV host, and the founder of TechSesh.com. And we're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Residents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the 2 hours. And our guests include KC of KC and the Sunshine Band, Olympic gold medalist Mark Spitz, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, Captain Bridget Miller and her husband Nathaniel talking about Military Family Month, December, comedian John Viner, actor Dirk Blocker, Jordan Hembro with that show that's going to be appearing on the History Channel called The Toys That Built America, and Jessica Naziri talking about tech items for Christmas that you need to know about. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.